wanted to break up the ground for planting.
Turn it over?
Uh-huh. What would you use?
Get a spade, and spade it over.
Uh-huh.
Shovel. Get a shovel and turn it over.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What about something that people used to have that have maybe a horse or a mule hitched up?
Oh, let me see. I can't think of that now. How did you? But I was... Oh, Lord. I can't even think of that. It ain't the name of it. Oh, Lord. I can't think. What
did you ever hear of a turning?
Turning over feet.
So an
machine?
But there's something that have it, that have a horse hitched to it or a mule hitched to it. And then
something like a wagon?
Or it would have a blade on it and it would break the ground up.
Something like a lawnmower?
Uh-huh. What about a plow?
Plow, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Something like a plow, huh?
Do you ever hear of different kinds of plows?
No.
Do you ever use a plow?
Nope.
What about something with little teeth in it that would break up the ground finer than a plow?
I haven't seen none of them. I don't know nothing about them.
And did people raise cotton in this area at all? Do you know anything about that?
No. I haven't been around like a place like that either.
Do you ever hear when people go out and they sort of thin the cotton out with the hoe? What do they say they're doing? Do you ever hear an expression? Do you ever hear scraping cotton or chopping cotton?
No.
What different kinds of grass would grow up in your garden?
Something like weeds or something?
What different kinds of weeds?
Oh, like some like stickles or something like that. Mm-hmm. And some other kind of great wild grass.
Uh-huh.
And what else? I can't think of nothing else.
And did y'all have chickens?
Yes. We had some rooster, I had game chicken.
Uh-huh.
Then I had some black monots.
Black what?
Black monots, you call them.
What are they?
Those black hens.
Uh-huh.
And I had some game chickens.
Those game chickens are mean, aren't
they? Oh, they was. They didn't even lie you. Nobody, nothing in the yard. And something, we used to have the, I got one little bitty was coming across over there. They used to have a vacant place over there.
Uh-huh.
Where I stayed at, a lot like, and he come from somewhere, and I got that little bitty, and I raised it up to a great big old red rooster. Warren Reed, they call him Warren Reed. And you know, he didn't hardly want nobody in the yard. And we had a big old China bell tree in the backyard. And all of them used to go up there and roost up in the tree.
Uh-huh.
Them days at nighttime. So did. And we used to get the other neighbors, the eggs, you know, they'll come over and by our house and lay underneath the house. We'd get a gang of them and keep them. Yeah, that's what we used to do.
You know, some people have little buildings for chickens.
Chicken house, to call it. Uh-huh.
What about something that they build just to put the little bitties in?
A chicken nest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What else can they build?
Chicken nest and then a chicken house. And a chicken house and a chicken, and a chicken nest. And some kind of like a little pen or something.
Do you ever hear of a coop or a coop?
Oh, chicken coop. Uh-huh, chicken coop they used to call it.
What's that look like?
It's like a coop built. Sometimes some of them have the wood on it, but then have the wire, and have wire all around and a little door in front, and made built just like a little house.